आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी एट 11 AM टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू ऑल्सो पार्टिसिपेट इन ओडिशा पर्व 2024 इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस इवनिंग। बीजेपी लेड महायुति अलायंस स्वीप्स असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन महाराष्ट्र। जेएमएम लेड इंडिया ब्लॉक रिटेन्स पावर इन झारखंड। न्यूली इलेक्टेड एमएलएज ऑफ इंडिया ब्लॉक टू मीट इन रांची टुडे टू इलेक्ट देयर लीडर। गवर्नमेंट कन्वीन्स ऑल पार्टी मीटिंग इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे अहेड ऑफ विंटर सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट बिगिनिंग टुमारो। एंड इन टेनिस, एन श्रीराम बालाजी एंड ऋत्विक बोल्लीपल्ली क्लिंच मेन्स डबल्स टाइटल एट एटीपी चैलेंजर टूर इन इटली। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 AM today. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Odisha Parb 2024 program in New Delhi today. He will also address a gathering on the occasion. Odisha Parb is a flagship event conducted by Odia Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. Through it, they have been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and promotion of Odia heritage. Continuing with the tradition this year, Odisha Parb is being organized from the 22nd of this month till today. It showcases the rich heritage of Odisha, displaying colourful cultural forms and will exhibit the vibrant social, cultural and political ethos of the state. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India Bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. The Congress has won 16 seats, while the NCP Sharad Pawar group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena UBT secured 20 seats and others have won 12. Speaking about government formation, Shiv Sena chief Eknath Shinde said that all constituent parties of the Mahayuti will discuss among themselves about the future course of action.
हमारी तीनों पार्टियां बैठेगी। हमारे जैसे आपको बताते हैं, जैसे हमने सीटों का बंटवारा हुआ, हमें कोई मतभेद हमारे में नहीं थे, आज भी कोई मतभेद नहीं है। हम हमारे वरिष्ठ और हम लोग बैठकर उसके ऊपर निर्णय लेंगे।
In Jharkhand, out of a total of 81 seats, ruling JMM has bagged 34 seats, while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 21 seats, and others have won 6 seats. India Bloc comprises JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, and Communist Party of India Marxist-Leninist. Our correspondent reports that newly elected legislators of India Bloc will hold a meeting today.
Newly elected legislators of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPIML will attend the meeting. Sources said, Hemant Soren is likely to be elected leader of India Bloc Legislature Party. After his election as leader, Hemant Soren will stake the claim to form a new government in the state. In 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. On the other hand, BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. One seat went to Jharkhand Loktantrik Krantikari Morcha. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP's victory in Maharashtra assembly polls is a win for good governance and development. Addressing the party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi, Mr. Modi said the poll result is a defeat of negative politics. He said people also showed their trust in BJP in the by-polls held across several states. He said that this is the third consecutive time that the BJP has emerged as the largest party in Maharashtra, which is undoubtedly a historic feat.
अकेले भाजपा को ही कांग्रेस और उसके सभी सहयोगियों से कहीं अधिक सीटें महाराष्ट्र के लोगों ने दी है। ये दिखाता है कि जब सुशासन की बात आती है तो देश सिर्फ और सिर्फ भाजपा पर और एनडीए पर भरोसा करता है।
Mr. Modi also hit out at the Congress, saying that the Congress party's sole focus is on the family, and a party that prioritizes family over citizens poses a significant threat to democracy. He said there is no place for Waqf law in the constitution, but the Congress created it to increase its vote bank.
संविधान में वक्फ कानून का कोई स्थान ही नहीं है, लेकिन फिर भी कांग्रेस ने पुष्टिकरण के लिए वक्फ बोर्ड जैसी व्यवस्था पैदा कर दी। ये इसलिए किया गया ताकि कांग्रेस के परिवार का वोट बैंक बढ़ सके। सच्ची पंथ निरपेक्षता को कांग्रेस ने एक तरह से मृत्यु दंड देने की कोशिश की है।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will commence from tomorrow and will continue till the 20th of December. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there has been a shift in how the world perceives India. Virtually addressing the 8th India Ideas Conclave yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, "This last decade has seen a big shift, and India is perceived as much easier to do business with now." He added that Make in India has moved from being an aspiration to an assertion. He highlighted that the world truly stands up and takes notice when India talks about the magnitude of its socio-economic schemes or the volumes of digital transactions.
"This last decade has seen a big shift in that regard. Economically, we are now perceived as much easier to do business. The transformation underway in infrastructure is also increasingly appreciated. Whether it is the airports, metros, highways or railways, the achievements of the last decade stand out even by global standards."
Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgye will arrive in New Delhi today on a three-day visit to India. Tomorrow he will take part in a program in Delhi and depart on Tuesday afternoon. Martyrdom Day of Guru Tegh Bahadur, the ninth Guru of Sikhs, is being observed today. It was on this day in 1675 Guru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his life to protect religion, human values, ideals and principles. The martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur is remembered as Shahidi Divas every year. President Draupadi Murmu has paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur on this occasion. In her message, the president said Guru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his life for the cause of humanity and for the protection of religion. The 55th International Film Festival of India, with its theme Young Filmmakers, the Future is Now, is witnessing remarkable youth participation in the festival. In addition to creating youth-centric challenges such as Creative Minds of Tomorrow and Best Debut Director, the government this time has also facilitated the participation of 400 young film students from across the country in the festival. A participant, an emerging filmmaker from Arunachal Pradesh, Emma, expressing gratitude for the opportunity.
"We are really happy and excited to be here in IFFI, because back there in Arunachal, we have very limited options to, you know, see the level of cinemas out there, India and around the world. So IFFI gave us a platform to interact with fellow filmmakers and people who have already marked their names in the industry."
Our correspondent reports that a number of interesting films will be screened today, and big youth participation is expected at many exciting events.
The first big highlight of the day will be the announcement of results for one of the most talked about segments of this year's festival, the Creative Minds of Tomorrow's 48-hour film challenge. The day will also feature knowledge series events, including Filming in India, a Land of Cinematic Opportunities, and Nostalgia Meets Opportunity, the Power of Re-releasing Films. As part of the centenary celebrations of iconic Raj Kapoor, a premiere screening of his film Awara will also take place. Today also marks the final day of the Film Bazaar, which has seen an incredible atmosphere since its opening, attracting numerous film industry professionals eager to connect and collaborate. With Umvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Goa.
In tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and Ritvik Bollipalli have won men's doubles title at the ATP Challenger Tour in Italy. We have a report.
The Indian duo has brought glory to Indian tennis as they defeated second-seeded French tennis player Theo Aribage and his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral in the final of ATP Challenger Tour in Italy yesterday. This was Ritvik's second, while the 34-year-old Balaji's first title on the ATP Challenger Tour. Moving on to cricket, the preparations for India's cricket festival, that is Indian Premier League, has begun as the auction for the 2025 edition will be held in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia today and tomorrow. This is the second successive year the auction is being held overseas. A total of 1,574 cricketers with 409 overseas have been signed up for the auction this time. Each franchise will be able to form a maximum squad of 25 players. Next update is from hockey, where in the Men's Junior Asia Cup starting from 26th of November, the Indian team captained by Amir Ali will aim to secure their fifth title in Muscat, Oman. The defending champions India will kick off their campaign against Thailand on 27th of November. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, India were 201-1 against Australia on the third day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth, Australia, when reports last came in. Currently, the visitors hold a strong lead of 247 runs. The visitors resumed their second innings at the overnight score of 172 without loss against Australia this morning. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands from today. Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema are also likely to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 4 to 5 days. The weather agency predicted that parts of the Bay of Bengal, Andaman Sea and adjoining areas could witness squally weather today and advised fishermen not to venture into these areas. IMD said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over most parts of the country during the next 5 days. Smog and shallow to moderate dense fog conditions are likely in the night and morning hours in Delhi and NCR during the next 2 to 3 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Navneet Singh.
Thank you, Sunil. The top news in Delhi today relates to assembly election results in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Mahayuti seizes a Mahamandate. Soren keeps his Jharkhand crown. Headlines, Hindustan Times. Showing jubilant supporters of winning parties in Nagpur and Ranchi. In assembly by polls in 15 states, BJP and allies have bagged over half the seats, while TMC has swept West Bengal, reports the Times of India. India's first ever constitution museum has been established in a Sonipat university with an interactive Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's talking hologram and a radio that broadcasts narratives of historical events from 1940, reports the Indian Express. And finally, a study quoted in the Tribune reveals that smoking BD is the leading cause behind squamous cell lung cancer variant in rural males. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Navneet. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister to also participate in Odisha Parv 2024 in New Delhi this evening. BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance sweeps assembly elections in Maharashtra. JMM-led India Bloc retains power in Jharkhand. Newly elected MLAs of India Bloc to meet in Ranchi today to elect their leader. Government convenes all-party meeting in New Delhi today, ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. And in tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and Ritvik Bollipalli clinch men's doubles title at ATP Challenger Tour in Italy. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.